Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. This is another version of No Criminals, the crime victim. I had to deal with living in my home. Another thing, I talked about the sociopath, the narcissist, I would call them the narcissist psychopath. More than one person who have lied to my board that they were a court order or there was a case manager. I have to tell the board of directors in the morning about this dangerous, conniving, manipulative lady and man out and nearby in the neighbors, etc. A psychopath, as I studied. When I was a psychologist and I studied as a person, are extremely manipulative. They can come up with so many lies and so many maneuvers to cover up their sinister, dangerous character and motives. And as someone who's a sociopath, a psychopath, can be extremely narcissistic, very intelligent. But one thing they have, two or three things they have, they don't respect the laws or boundaries or laws of the state of California. They don't respect other people's boundaries. They don't know how to mind their business. They're extremely egocentric, extremely selfish. They have the motives to do illegal things that harm to people. For their ulterior motives. And they will do it and do it. And the only way to put those individuals to stop them is they get locked in prison. Because they're going to continuously do it from one person to another or to one person for a long time. And that is how dangerous this person is. Most people who are not crazy or who are not dangerous, well, if they have a problem, they just walk away from it. Oh, if I'm living in a home, I have a problem with somebody, I could just, keep to myself, sell my home. There's lots of things to do on this planet. Don't be fixated on one person, one thing, for a long period of time. Well, anyway, I have to put this on because I am a crime victim. And I can't let these individuals get in my way or tell me or stop my dreams from coming true. And I cannot let them try to destroy me or bring about my demise for their ulterior motives to get me to lose my home because of jealousy. Want to take something that don't belong to them and because they don't like me because I won't do what they say. Or I won't let them take advantage of me. That's not going to happen. The next thing I want to talk about in this episode is music. The same individuals have made statements that I didn't write my songs or that I read, I really want to be with you and the song that's what I feel of you, then it's just going to be. They even stole things from my condo. I had several police complaints, restraining orders. Yes, if you're listening, you probably say, why don't you just move? Someone had told me that. I would like to do a new condo, yes. Because the individual out there was talking. They said it was a court order. There was no court order. She had made the reason why she doesn't want me to own a home. She don't want me to live here because of my skin color. And because of her racist motives or her criminal motives, period. Now, my songs, I really want to be with you, and that's what I feel of you, were authentically made by me and another person. And I created this song. I worked very hard for a very long time in music. And when I have a person who said that he took my song and used it in licensing to get money, or go over to some place in West Hollywood to lie to impersonate me to prevent me from making it, and have made the statements, oh, all he needs is another person to use it. Then they made statements, oh, I don't want to make it, they don't want me to make it because of, I don't have somebody else, I don't have, because of all these crazy, sick, demented stuff. That's the essence of being a dream killer. You know, dream killers, you know, that's what sociopaths are. They take away people's dreams. They're evil, period. I lived in L.A. pretty much all my life, with the exception of upstate New York. I never lived anywhere else. I sang and performed for 18 years. You know, I sang and I made recordings and I did all kinds of things. I even made some silly shows on public access. Some of them, probably not, I prefer not to even look, but that was public access. You don't get a record deal that way. You get it by going out to perform or, you know, meet the right person at the right time, make recordings, and et cetera, et cetera. So I spent over 30 years doing music, so I really I paid my dues. I have nothing to prove as far as how much time I put into it. But for when somebody comes over and say, and who has no talent, who have written anything I have written and going to put it on licensing or tell lies to people in the industry to try to prevent me from seeding, that's how evil and dangerous these individuals are. That's why I talk about dream killers all the time. Because someone's trying to take away my dream. My dream to be a musician. Or my dream to make it an education. Dreams to be somebody that I can be a proud of and be a part of the American dream. The American dream is about making dreams come true, not tearing somebody down. And these individuals' goals is to try to take away my dreams. And, you know, that's why I cannot, and I act the way I do. I got people around me who think I'm not well, I'm crazy, or I'm mentally ill, or whatever, all that is not true. I really don't care, because it's all because of the allegations I have made. I have perpetually told my board about the allegations of Peeping Tom and ulterior motives of the psychopath living near me or coming around making up stories to people in my home to violate my civil rights. I'm also dealing with someone whose mental health, who have a mental issue, who have said that I was delusional and I don't own my home, all that. She in herself is delusional because that's not true. But when it comes to my music, I can't let somebody steal my music. Yes, I own half of the songs because I co-written it. And when somebody have even, they ever said somebody even had gotten a record deal by using my songs, which I thought was, which was evil. And the only thing I can say is that justice will come to those through karma. I do believe that what we do is come back to us in one way or the other. How we act, how we think, do things, will come back to each one of us sooner or later. And they even have said that I don't think this is possible. Yeah, I don't think it's possible. I that they have put me on Twitter or whatever, Facebook. I don't think that's possible. But if they did, that is a federal crime. You know, the FBI could be involved. I don't know. But what I do know, which I do suspect, is more likely. But I need more evidence to cooperate. So as this time, there's no evidence but except gossiping. But a strong likelihood that I haven't seen anything, but that they violated my home with a wire or I don't know, a window on the window or something, because they were describing me using the bathroom and stuff in front of listening to other neighbors, letting the other neighbors look in. That's illegal. But my music is so important to me because I've been doing it for a long, long time. I'm not a star, but I have some notoriety as a musician. I am in the professional leagues. And I guess this is probably part of it. That's no excuse to commit a crime. If they think that I'm going to be famous or possibly be famous, so they're going to take a picture of me in the bathroom or whatever, they can forget about it, because if that happens, it will be a criminal report and a lawsuit against this building for allowing this to happen. It's going to be a legal action. But my music is mine. I wrote it. And when someone has used it to put on licensing or try to steal it, get lyrics to use it without me knowing, making money, if that has happened, there will be a lawsuit. Because I do believe that my music has been used illegally. I do believe that I was defamed because of jealousy and criminal nature. But the one thing I'm trying to protect myself with my music, which gives me proud, one thing, is that as long as I have a publishing or let's say a songwriting copyright or something, it's protected. They told me at the U.S. Copyright Office it's already protected. And if you make a song, it's automatically protected under law in this country. So I know there's a lot of people in the industry who get sued over other rights to music all the time. And a lot of it's because they're trying to still take credit for something that didn't belong to them, or lying, or truth, or whatever the truth is. And yes, some people have used music without the other person's permission, copyright infringement. I had to deal with that. Someone has, the thing is that when someone doesn't want me to make it because I didn't want to work with someone else, that's evil. That's evil. When I mention Kazuma, that's evil. I don't know why they keep mentioning, I think they're from that one or whatever. Or mention a band over there. I ain't going to be in that band, never. All kinds of ulterior motives. Of course, there's a fantasy involved with making rock music, and I'm aware of that. When you come out to Hollywood to try to be a star, a gamble is sometimes you do it, and sometimes some people do it, and other people don't. I don't know if they even have enough jobs available for anybody to do it with the millions that's already out here. And it's only like a few thousand or 100,000 jobs and millions. I mean, it's almost impossible. So the thing is, you have to wait years to make it. No, I'm not going on no Voice or the other show. What was it? America's Next Big Star or whatever. The one that Kelly Clarkson made it or et cetera. I'm just going to just go at it and walk the pavement. I think that's the best bet. But, you know, I made a lot of music, and I paid my dues and on singing in front of a lot of people and recording and other things. Maybe the most other things I probably should do is maybe improve my voice. I mean, I have a lot of vocal training, improve some parts of the way I play instruments, yes. But I've done a lot of that as well. I mean, I've done a lot of training, and I've done a lot of playing, performing. I paid my dues. So with that, I can't let someone steal something. I co-wrote the song Unique. I co-wrote the song, Song Like Rock and Roll Is My Destiny. I co-wrote the song Dreams Come to Be. I co-wrote the song Forever and Through Time. I did co-write all those songs. If someone wanted to use my song legally, or they can come to me directly. No, I cannot sign a publisher. I don't even know if I have, when I say publishing, I cannot sign it away. You know, it's just that, you know what, get $3,000, does someone make a million off of it? It has to be a good deal or a fair deal. If I'm going to work with somebody, yes, there's a time where, yeah, if it's assured that that song will be a hit and then I can work with somebody to get it a hit, then fine, yeah. But the truth of the matter is it's a very tough business. For all that hard work and someone else who have no talent and who has no business being in the business but being a criminal trying to steal it, that isn't fair. To make up stories about me to stop me from making it in the music business, to take my dreams away is pure evil. To use it to make to a licensing or to get a record deal or to use it or to record it without my authorization is a violation. As I think that's a crime in itself. It requires me going to filing a lawsuit. I am an artist, but I also use my mind as well. And that's how it is. And this, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, for a long period of time, I'm dealing with individuals who are extremely dangerous in my building or nearby who are something against me and are violating the law and don't until they get put in prison or get put in a suit or something. Because that's what happens when people who take things or let's say that's part of the boundary category, who don't know how to mind their business and don't know how to respect boundaries. The legal system come in, police system come in, a lot of things happen. Unless something happened to me too, another thing happened. You know, the jealousy thing is just preposterous. You know, if they're jealous of my music or anything else, all they had to do is just go out there and learn how to write a song, take a lesson, earn it, go make their recording, and if they get discovered, then they will see how hard work they will feel really good about themselves. If they're jealous about me and trying to make me anything else, you know, because it's about dreams. And I'm speaking about other things because it's related. Stealing harmonicas or something is related to this. If they're jealous about anything else, from school, etc., just go out there and make an effort. You'll get very far. You would. There's a vast world, a big world, a lot of places to go and be. So that's how it is. It's that you want to, you know, you don't have the capacity to work hard on a song or whatever, and you want to take the shortcut, expect a lawsuit, expect lots of friction. As I said before, if you don't know how to mind your business and you violate boundaries, expect a lot of problems, legal action, jail, a lot of things happen. The reason why pretty much everybody who's been in the state penitentiary or county jail went in there is because they didn't know how to mind their business and respect boundaries. You know, there has been many wars because of people not minding their business with boundaries. In this case, in this episode, boundaries relate to stealing my music. A legal action be found liable for loss of money or whatever. You don't want to have that as a thief. You know, I'm sure the Hollywood industry is filled with all kinds of people and it's people with talents, and they don't want nobody taking people's dreams away is kind of frowned upon. They don't want that kind of person in the music business. They don't want, because a lot of them have struggled themselves. They don't want that kind of person stealing other people's music, or they don't want that kind of the type of person who con their way into the business. That's not how you make it. People who have genuine talent, who earned it, or who spent years struggling. But someone to just go ahead and try to use it illegally, that's an aberration. It's an aberration to violate someone's civil rights. It's an aberration to do a lot of things. Dangerous people coming in all forms, thieves coming in all forms. And that's how it is. So that's how it is. That's why I hang around with positive people, because positive people are people who mind their business and who accept me for who I am. I accept them for who they am, and it's positive consequences. I go hang around a negative person. A negative person is a thief, someone who's a criminal, someone who wants to use me, someone who got ulterior motives, someone who's not, who's whacked to the point of hurting people. I'm not going to hang around someone who's got ulterior motives. When you hang around them, it's a negative situation. They may steal something, get me to lose my home, try to kill me, etc. That's a negative consequence. Example. So that's how it is. So, you know, I own my song because I've written it. Just that's on the basics. So if someone wants to use it, they have to get permission. If they don't, there will be a legal action. Me and the other songwriter will sue. I know I did not sign away any publishing because there's no publishing to talk about. But I did not sign away any rights to my song. And that's how it is. If it's being used on an album or licensing or about to use for recording, I mean, that's evil. I will take it up with legal action. Now, if they impersonated me, difficult because I'm very much who I am. It's illegal. It's illegal in the terms of, you know, you're going to get caught. That's all I have to say about the music. Music is to be made and enjoyable. For me, I went from being a music lover to a music maker. I did it for many years. I paid my dues. If I don't do anything else with my music, after all those years of struggle, it wouldn't matter because I paid my dues. And I'm free to do something else because I did all I could up to this point. And I feel proud of being a co-writer of the songs. And I don't have nothing else to prove to anybody about my music abilities or anything. But I do have something to prove strongly to someone who's trying to steal my music or trying to inhibit me from being in the business. Because I can't let dream killers take away my dreams. And don't you let someone else take your dreams either. Good night from Dove Night.